This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the Random Order Show, episode 125. Man, it's your boy, Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in the building with it. B-Baby Trey in the building. Jermaine Richards, yo, what's happening, brother?
Did y'all know y'all got to drink 15 liters of water every day?
Hey, man. Very special guest to Orlando. We got my man,
Sheldon Sebastro.
We got to shoot earlier.
Yeah.
Sheldon Sebastro. We got my man, Sheldon Sebastian, in the building. Amen.
Kind of nice.
I'm not mad at it.
It rolls, man.
Yeah.
Amen. It's been a very, very wholesome episode, man. We covered cutting edge topics, if I do say so myself. We talked about these ill ass headphones. Saying no at the gym. Talked about our greatest engineering feats. There's no more places to go for vacation. And when the dip.
Yeah.
I think these buttons are conjoined.
Man.
Amen.
God. Honestly, that's P.
Yes, sir. Yes, wow. Sir.
Yeah.
Y'all on the visuals might notice a sudden freeing of hands.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Come on.
So.
What's that?
Yeah, you gotta hold like this.
What's that?
I fuck with you.
What's that?
You guys may think we're controlling air traffic, but we kind of are because we're controlling the waves.
Yeah.
Right?
Come on, out there.
Locked in. Man, we live in the O, man.
Yo.
Sheldon's here in the flesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We back out there.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What was the border crossing experience?
Oh man, let me tell you something.
Smooth.
7:30 a.m. The city's asleep.
For real.
I'll tell you that much. Yo, I got through so quick. Like
airport's asleep.
I got to the airport probably like 5 a.m. and I was probably sitting in my seat ordering a bacon, egg, and cheese at Noble at about 5:30.
That just shows you how your traveling experience is going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You order a fucking custom-ass sandwich, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like a I got time type over. Sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to sit here, Perrier water.
Hey.
6 in the morning, Perrier water, man.
Amen.
Yeah. This guy. Hey, update. This guy's a fucker. I was a little bit late. Whatever. We won't have to talk about it. But you didn't get lost in the airport. And MCO is a very, I don't know. A lot of people get lost in MCO for whatever
real
reason.
Real talk?
Yeah. You know what?
For some reason. I don't know.
Actually, we got lost that one time.
Because you
got
to get on that shuttle, the shuttle thingy.
Mm-hmm. I don't like an airport shuttle.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off.
Fly me to where I'm going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I let one go.
Like, what are we talking about, nigga? We take a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
Not close enough?
Yeah.
Take me to where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then, boys.
Y'all feeling official? I'm feeling official, my man.
Boys, like we don't even deserve these headphones.
Nah,
this is
bad.
Not for this show. Nigga. This was the engineering that went into these headphones, nigga, to be on the field reporting hardcore sports, nigga, broadcast worldwide.
Any nigga balling?
Talking about airport sandwiches, nigga.
She got the BLT, you know. Is that what you're saying, my bro? Is that what I'm getting in my fucking...
All conjoined mic and headphones at?
Am I hearing?
Oh, that boy got 2-4.
That's Pete.
That's a good point you make, man. I wonder if anybody ever invents something and then they see people using it. Like, I didn't make it for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Classic story of Tommy Hilfiger, man.
Yeah.
Which was a rumor, actually.
Hey, what, you saw that video?
I saw that video.
Started
off it as a chain email, like an email thing that people just kept passing on.
Tommy Hill?
Yeah, the story about Tommy Hilfiger going on Oprah. I even heard this in the flesh. Somebody, one of my elders told me, he's like, oh, he's racist. He went on the Oprah show and said that I don't make my clothes for black people. And I believe that shit for years and years.
And that's crazy because nowadays I would never work because I'm going to hit the YouTube first thing.
Oh, that's, he's not racist?
He's not. He never went on.
No, he embraced. He embraced blacks. He embraced hip hop. He
Racist. Racist.
Racism rears his ugly head.
My bad. What was about to say?
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say, boys. I think the shuttle train.
Oh yeah. That's how we. Yeah.
It provides with a little bit more. Let's just say you're going to see a girl. You're going to see her. Your wife, you're going to see your kids, you're going to see family or friends.
Yeah.
Gives you a little bit more moment.
All reasons, nigga.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost there, you know what I mean? I'm on the shuttle.
I'm on the shuttle, okay.
I just sent a lot of texts saying I'm on the shuttle. Like,
it gives you an approximation.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get there too quick. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm at baggage.
I'm at 27P.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes you know I do like the shuttle, man. But
yeah,
you're right. It makes you feel heroic too. Like,
I'm on the way.
Standing in the shuttle, because it's like,
I'm good.
Because you just like, I just came off a flight. You know what I'm saying? It's just me on the shuttle, right?
It's true.
I'm on a flight. I'm on the shuttle, and then it's like, I took a coffee.
Yeah,
I took a plane for you.
You had that in your back pocket.
I took a shuttle for you.
Planes, trains, automobiles. That's it. That's one
trip. Don't let me get on the boat.
I took a ferry. I done took the taxi. I done took the manual fucking canoe.
I done took the Bixie bike, bitch.
The Lime scooter's up.
I'm trying to think what else is public. And I'm here. And you ain't home in time.
And you can't vacuum the floor.
Yo, that's kind of a real rap, man.
Yeah.
You got to clean by default. Somebody's coming over, you got to clean. Someone's flying in, you got to clean up.
Mm-hmm. You got to. Yo, so funny. So,
hold on a second, my nigga. All the audio listeners, my bad for the chairs, nigga. I got to get rid of these S racers, man.
Yeah. Your S racer is not doing this.
I don't have an S racer. I have a DX racer.
I should
have
got the DX.
Yeah, Canadian Tire. Yeah. You feel me? CC.
Hey, my bad. It ain't even mad. I'll get you two of them.
Just tell it to
you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having big Christmases and shit.
Hey, man, come over to mine, man. I got a fucking inflatable pool and shit, nigga.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you where you got these mics. I could have got them.
Yeah, I should have hit you first. You know what?
Yo, we got to stop.
I bought these on Amazon.com. I use the business card. This is a corporate transaction.
One way.
This is official.
Yes.
Paid for the product. Mm-hmm. Got the product. Use the product.
Send me a login.
I got a trusty account. I'm waiting to hit my leg. Ready? Wait till I'm ready to buy a boat, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't see that yet, nigga.
Boy, y'all pretty.
Hey, I be on there like, it ain't big enough. It ain't time.
No, that's shit. $12,000 bill.
Oh,
dog.
I'm going to play it smart.
I can do that one.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, man.
That's good shit right there.
That's
real talk.
Yes, sir. Yo, I thought you knew. RandomOrder.org. We got a new round of random order tees, man. Yo, we got mad tees, man.
Tees and prices.
We teed up from the feet up, fool. RandomOrder.org. We got mad tees. We got the drop top minivan tee. We got the We Told You Whip tee. We got the Random Order Colombia tee. We got the Universal Handshake System tee, man. Niggas thought we was Tivana. Yo, we got mad tees, man. Shipping worldwide. Buy for your dad. That's what's up. RandomOrder.org. Back to the episode. Real talk. Go get that shit. RandomOrder.org. Yes, ma'am.
But for real,
what's the closest y'all ever got to the airport within your flight? Because I gotta say,
that's what I was gonna
coming
say.
Here, it might have spoiled me a little bit. Because now I might be thinking like, 45 minutes, I'll pull up, I'll be alright.
Oh, at the
you know what I'm saying?
At Pearson.
Let's do Pearson, yeah.
Pearson's different because we got customs.
Mm, oh,
you leaving here, your flight's at 10, I drop about 9:50.
Really?
10, nigga, what are you talking about?
He be all right.
Taking off at 10? Wheels off the ground at 10?
Zone 3?
Yo, I'm sure it gets crazy, man.
No.
You get that Disney rush, you got them.
Mm-hmm. I remember an hour. I remember when we left the first time I came here, and I remember that lineup was crazy.
Dirty ass kids and shit.
It's just that the shuttle sends everyone else like different ways, and then it's just one that line is security, and then that's it. You get through security, and everyone disperses. So it's like. It's pretty quick here, honestly. But for the record,
I like a good 2 hours. I like my 2 hours. An hour and a half is like, all right. You know what I mean? God's on our side. But I'm being closer, man. You ever just be there at the perfect time, and like if you if you didn't make it there in fucking one more second, you would have been a wrap.
Would have been frigged.
Somebody looking out for me. Real talk.
Feel that.
Sometimes it's just too close.
Sometimes it's just like the guy we told our story actually. We're going to Toronto and the guy checking us in for Air Canada.
With the shades on.
I just go. I'm like,
70 pounds, that okay?
It's fine with me.
If you fly, are you flying Air Canada?
No. WestJet.
I bet. Man, fuck. Honestly, you can walk past Air Canada and you'll see that guy.
There was a guy at the airport. He's not I don't think he's with an airline. I think he just works at the airport. And you could tell he was just like a Toronto youth. Cause he every time he's like, boss man, boss man. You know, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta take this off. No, you're good, boss. You're good. Okay, you're good. I felt at ease. I'm like,
Cool. I like that too.
Yeah, man.
I catch those youths a lot in the baggage thing. I'd be like, you know, you got to line up to like put your bag on them. I don't like that either, nigga. Don't leave me by the judgment of a fucking machine.
Where?
You know, you got to put your big ass bag in the bag acceptor. And it just like you scanning your shit, looking you up and down and shit.
Fucking
bag.
The machine to me a couple times. You know what I mean?
Hell like, yeah. And other times you got to call a nigga, hey, man, do the code, man.
Do the code, man.
Override that.
I feel like I haven't been on a proper vacation in like a cool minute.
Jamaica type shit?
That don't work. Jamaica's like it's too family oriented. Like it's too like we're Julian's family. You literally I could go to Jamaica with the clothes on my body and I'll be okay. Cause when you're there, ball shorts,
right,
white tee.
Right.
Literally that's it. Like you don't need anything.
Thanks.
But obviously if you're going to like maybe a resort or something else, then you're gonna need your own steez and ship. I'm thinking even then, like if I were to land in fucking, I don't know. Where would you go on vacation? That's another thing. I started running out of places. I'm like, where do you
it's kind
go
of home this world? It's kind of, especially on this side of the world.
Hey, man.
Caribbean, you bounce up and down, all out this, all of that. Like,
I was about to ask. Y'all like,
what is all that?
Like, everywhere is fucking, hola. You know what I mean?
I done been to all of it. And not even in a way of like,
it's just the same. Like, yeah,
it's the same shit.
Colada, well, that's banana mama.
I feel like, because like, vacation is like, tropical, so like once they kind of just align with everywhere else that's tropical. It's like beach, water, sand, like that's vacation. You know what I'm saying? But
zipline, fucking,
you
know what I mean. Tell me this: you have 2 all-inclusive passes.
Yeah,
where y'all going? It's not even a joke. I'm just waiting for the headphones to trip me out.
So if y'all could go anywhere.
You just gotta move it, you know what I mean? Just go. But like, right, I'm trying to put a point. Like, 2 passes,
okay,
to go anywhere next week. Where you booking?
Probably Barcelona.
But you got that. Somewhere else.
Okay.
Like it was just
like beyond, like not just the Caribbean.
But like, when you say all inclusive, that's everything. I got my food, money.
Fuck, the travel agent. Then I got one of them little jacuzzis.
Unlimited Uber. Infinity.
Fuck it, man. Y'all not going no more. I'm going.
You got life jackets in
there? I'm just saying, like, you're like, you guys, you want to go somewhere. Yeah. Where are you booking to go?
Yeah, real talk. Some new places and shit.
Cause you, I'm trying to get at the fuck. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
like going back to a place. I've been there.
Cause that's a place.
Yeah.
I know. I like it.
I'm trying to get to a point. I was just saying that, like, it's. I feel like for me, it's harder to pick a place out and say, like, okay, where I'm gonna go. Cause I feel like everything is just like. It's almost like a repeat, and I'm like, it makes me feel like I'm even more of a glitch.
Is
like,
that cause you've been?
I don't know. I think I've been to Mexico once when I was in 2007. In 2008, we went to DR. Was it DR first or then Mexico? Yeah. Whatever. We went to DR first and then Mexico. And then, like, both times, obviously, had a resort and shit. And I just felt the same. I'm like, bro, it's the exact same shit, just different foods. Like, y'all niggas don't, you know what I mean?
Okay. But also the same shit.
I mean,
same
yeah.
shit, basically. So I stopped. I'm like, I don't even know where to go anymore. Obviously, the world is huge. I don't want to sound ignorant. Okay, I can go to Russia. I can go to, well.
Mm-hmm. There's only Jamaica, DR. Yeah, like Puerto Rico. That's about it.
Definitely not that, talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Probably like Argentina or something. You know what I mean?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what Panama's talking about. Shit.
Where's
Costa Rica?
Where's Santorini?
Mean to go to Santorini. That's in Greece.
Santorini, Greece.
I mean to go to...
that's a move.
Yeah. Santorini's nice. Santorini's nice, yes. Yeah. I mean to go to Costa Rica. I was saying all that to say that.
Yeah, Costa Rica.
Only one left.
Costa Rica is a place where I'm like, okay, you know what? I think I can do Costa Rica like different. Because if... Okay, boom. I think my vacation experience is slowly changing to like, I'd rather go with a group of people, get a villa, and then just fucking... We're all just vibing. Like, almost like Jamaica. If you can take one house, put everyone in there, we're all just kind of chilling. There doesn't have to be no fucking...
College Hill shit.
Get in a sprinter or going fucking... like,
you know, the, thing, like, the bigger the group gets, sometimes you just need us. Like, transportation is a buzzkill sometimes, man.
Why did you...
Because the sprinter just want to fucking party on a sprinter. I don't know. I just think my view is changing on how I'd vacation out. I'd rather just go with a bunch of people. All right, let's plan one place, chill. Just fucking chill.
One person pay. I'll just fucking
be nice.
That too. And I feel like we just put so much pressure on like traveling in terms of like itinerary, like feeling you gotta do something every day. That's where like it gets like, oh, I don't even want to do this no more, bro.
Yeah, you're grinding out here, bro.
It's such a fuck out of build, nigga. Fucking ATV, nigga.
Yes.
You gotta record. I'm exhausted, nigga.
Yeah.
Bus. I'm like, yo, you go to vacation to chill.
Or you go to sea. And it takes time and action to see, you know?
And that's fine. And you gotta know what type of trip you
gotta know
you're
what trip
on.
It is, yeah.
Real talk?
Uh-huh. Gotta know what type of trip. You've been planning the trip. Tell me what type of trip you'd like that to be.
Shit, man. Yeah. A lot of seeing and shit.
That's nice.
Yeah. I didn't get too deep into planning and shit, but
I'm you wanna keep it there?
No, I'm gonna go there. It's just there's so much shit going on. Right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna check out TikTok and shit.
Nice. Tours.
Smart.
Yeah. I'm thinking about driving.
You
can get a driver too. And that driver just take you around, especially if you're staying in a hotel. You tell them sort that, drive me around, because you need them to say "fuck you." I can't do that stuff.
Need some dro? Dro?
No, I said you need dro. We're in Italy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know where to vacation to anymore. Mm-hmm.
You ever been to Costa Rica?
Never. I'd love to go.
Yeah, that's good. You should go.
Yeah, I'd love to go, man.
You did go. Yeah, I went
eons ago, but it was good. Good time.
Eons ago?
Mad time ago.
Oh, look at that. We're learning new things here.
Honestly, the first person I heard say that was Pharrell.
I've
been doing this for eons.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah.
That's a fucking statement.
Yeah. Bro, you even look at that word. E-O-N.
Yeah. Sounds like the oldest that, word, nigga. Like the first word that came up with.
Yeah, bro.
Introducing the new Eon.
Ooh, there should be
that's
a car.
Whip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a whip. Yeah.
Just a fucking black ball. Yeah. Man, just cut the mics off, man.
Man, what the hell y'all think of this shit, man?
That designer was like, yo, that engineer was like, yes.
I didn't know we could do that.
That's not what I intended. I have no idea what's going on here and how this works.
Like, he's not even hitting it.
Did he say watch me at the beginning?
You better watch me.
Well, at the very beginning.
No, no.
I don't know.
It's not watch me. It's something else.
Oh, God.
This half is half-off? Oh, what is that?
Oh, I think it's ear plug.
What is that?
This is drinklet?
Yo, that's something, man.
Oh, God. If that's John Deere's equipment, he's sending a late night DM. Oh, my God. When we drop this? Oh, man.
Man, that's
Sheldon, man, go ahead. Tell me.
What's up, man?
Holy. That's me. How's the air mattress, baby?
Oh,
come
bro.
On, hey, talk about it, man. Hey. Come on, man.
Hey, you didn't tell me it was a Serta, brother.
Come on.
Serta. Yeah. Serta boy got me right.
Yeah.
Jeff. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yo. Trust me, bad ratings.
Nah, let me tell you, man, like.
Take me through the night.
You ever, like, lay in a bed, and then you, like, you up. Like, you know you up, whatever, you doing things, then you're like, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep now. And it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was me last night.
On air.
Air.
On air. Air.
Brother.
On air.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it here never first, left. Man. The yeah. fucking mattress commercial. You shut up.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Hell oh, yeah.
Yeah, great sleep, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
What's the air seal like? You feeling?
It's good.
Same as when you went to bed?
Yeah, because the thing, it pumps. Like, when it gets down, it pumps back again. Yeah.
Never flat.
Never flat.
Oh, that's what they meant.
Yeah.
So not they made the seal so good that it doesn't deflate, but
that
it still deflates,
yeah, but
it still just
deflate.
Pumps it back up.
I think because the air. I think never if it's, flat. Like, cold,
yeah.
It'll deflate something. Like a basketball, if you leave it in your trunk, it'll deflate a little bit. So I'm thinking maybe it has something to do with the air mattress. But I was wondering, will the engine turn back on?
It do, yeah. It's
just really, automatically?
It's, yeah, it's very quiet, but you, yeah.
Oh, that's so you
quiet,
hear it,
yeah,
too.
I heard, yeah, but it's, you know, it's a nice hum. It just, you know,
nice.
Put you to sleep type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, nigga, just get back up.
Come on, yeah.
Your parent just pick your head back up.
Yeah, man.
Folds over.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice, man. I'm still mad man. I didn't get the twin sport, but whatever.
Yeah,
we'll do
that.
We'll
that one must come with wheels or something.
I don't know. Moves around at night. Wheelies. The fucking lawnmower wheelie.
I remember we was the last podcast we talked. I think last no, it was the other episode before this. We talked about, you know, Julian and these workouts, man. We hit a workout this morning.
Made you mad at him, didn't you?
I ain't tell him no, but I got so fucking close.
You just going
fucking.
Bro, you have to. You have
bro.
To.
Yo, it's beer long talking if it's a no. If it's like, yo, I don't want to lift it. I can't lift it. It's just beer explaining it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just might as well just fucking go for it.
I'm curling. I think I was curling like a 30 bar. And it's like, it's hard, but it's not like killing me. Like, I'd rather like get good form reps than like be struggling every rep. So, you know, after I do it, I'm like, we're doing 12, right? Julian's like, yeah, doing 12. He's like, but honestly, I feel like that's easy for you. You could lift heavier than that. Nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
And he'd be right. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna submit to the process. Right, this is early, so I put the 30 down. I think I picked up a 40. No.
What's happening? Bro. You jumped 10
pounds? I jumped 10 and it was like, I think I did like 6. And he's like, no, I'll help you with the last 12. But it's like, okay, but what's the point of me doing the last 6 if you're helping me? I might as well, you know, do 12 of it.
But that's when it really when you just like... He's like, you're fucking really trying to...
Yo.
Like glowing orange. Yeah, man.
But I will say, man, day one, and I gotta say, I learned a lot already from Julian. I'll say that much. Like, just it put into perspective, like, my workouts versus like someone that's been working out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, cool. I knew I wasn't like fucking working out like Rambo or nothing, but I was happy with where I was at. I was happy with the progress I was making, but now I was like, okay, let me learn some new things.
Add some new tricks.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I can still, I just gotta, it's just really the weight. Like, I can do the exercise, but like,
yeah.
I'm not finna do 90 when y'all doing 90.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he be taking out one and shits. All right, so this is for everyone. Yeah. Mostly me.
Yeah.
He said, this is where I'm at, so I feel like y'all should. I think two of y'all should be good.
I try to do, because there was four of us. We had Shamar there today. Mm-hmm. And Shamar's just a big guy. He can lift heavy as well.
Yeah.
So I try to do the, because just not long ago, I was a new cat.
Yeah.
So I was in your shoes. Everyone's looking at the weight I pick up. Everyone's looking at my shit. Yeah. Nigga.
You just pull out a secret 30 for show.
Yeah. I got you.
Don't even
trip. Just the one I use.
Custom made, bro.
Oh, the grip on this one.
It says 40 on it, but it's 30.
Get him off your back.
It's a dummy weight, nigga.
This is 20. Don't start jeweling, though. So I'm looking at you kind of the corner of my eye and shit and just seeing, like, all right, like, I'm going to be able to get away with some shit today.
Ah, motherfucker.
I'm going to be able to get away with some shit. So we're on a bench press machine, and it's like bicep. So we'll do certain machines that are like, all right, you got to hold the bar differently for you to work that muscle. Mm-hmm. So we're doing bench press, but we're kind of holding the bar close. So it's like your arms are really close to your body.
Chicken wing.
Mm-hmm. Chicken wing press, yeah. So two bench machines, one's here, one's here. We're over here, and we're warming up. Julian puts on my Mac set.
That's when you take the headphones off. We starting here?
We just put our backs on.
Wait. It's like, yo, where are we going to end up? Then? Where are we going?
We start here. So, and the thing that was bad, because I'm listening to music, I'm fucking going crazy and shit, and I'm picking up the weight because I'm just, you just kind of do what someone else is doing because no talking. Just unspoken shit. You know what it is.
We got to talk about that because, like, nigga, we just walk in the gym and nobody says nothing to me.
Nigga, just stand at the door still. Just check the body, guys.
Bro,
No.
We're not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna say, all right, man, so we're hitting this. It's just
we'll get there. We'll get there. So, I'm holding the fucking 45, and I realize I'm like, oh fuck, I'm holding a 45. Now I'm watching. I'm like, this nigga putting a 45, puts it on the bar. So obviously it's an uneven bar unless I put my 45 on there. So I'm like, all right, what the fuck, put the fucking shit on. He starts going. I do it. I did it. I was like, okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Then I see Sheldon come to the next machine. I'm like, nice, this is it, this is it. So Shamar's in there. He's doing the 45s. I just finished my warm-up. So the sets went Julian. It's supposed to be Julian, me, Sheldon, Shamar. Sheldon went somewhere else. Sheldon took the headphones off. The next machine. So now Shamar is doing the 45s. And I see Sheldon doing weight that's doing some appropriate
that
weight.
That I can do.
Yeah. And that's all it's about, man. That's all it's about. So then fucking Sheldon beats the fucking shit, and Julian fucking, like, it's Julian's turn now to, like, we're done warming up, apparently. Mm. But that's my max. Keep that in mind. So I'm itching closer and closer over to Sheldon's bench.
I like what you're doing.
But I'm still listening to music, but I promise you my music was paused, but I'm just going like. So I go over to Sheldon's turn, and then fucking Julian puts on another set of 45s.
Oh, so for those at home, we're at 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
All in. Pounds, and this is in. Set 2?
This is the warm-up? Set 2.
Okay, cool. Man.
So I said, like, tell Julian, I give him a head nod. I've never been in this position before. Mm. Nothing spoken. Remember, music's playing, but it's paused for me. I go like this to Julian. So he gets up, does his 45s. I said, that's me over here. Yeah. That nigga looks at Sheldon, sees what he's doing. He says,
man, what y'all doing? Need these headphones out there. Nah, I'm going.
Dog. I said, bro. I had nodded him that I'm going here. He looked, said, no, you're going here.
Oh, man.
And I did what they were doing. Honestly, it was fucking painful still. Yeah.
You ever be in the this happened to me today. So we're doing the incline curls, right? So I'm doing the weight that I shouldn't be doing because Julian showed me the incline weight, the incline, like how to do it. So when he showed it to me, he kind of grabbed the weight that he felt like I could do.
Yeah.
which I think was either 20 or 30. I think it was a 30. So he does it whenever I'm doing it, right? So I can't hit 12 with the 30. So I hit as much as I can, probably hit like 8 first set, probably hit like 6 the next set. I'm like, yeah, I'm going down because like, fuck, like this hurts. But when you go down after abusing yourself, mm-hmm. and then you can't lift what you yeah, go yeah. down to, dog, it fucks with your mind.
You hit with a yeah. fire. You
go, what the fuck am I struggling?
You just fucking roll that shit up.
Oh, the fucking body roll is like reverse.
All fucking back.
Your spine is just backwards.
Oh, nah.
Like, yeah, that's not right. No, we went to go, they do some, like a shooting drill after the workout. I went to take a shot. I couldn't even shoot, bro. Like
that ball goes flat. No arc. Yeah, I'm like to the floor.
I'm gonna say no. This is where I say no, man. Fuck
yeah, it. I realized you started saying no because we had like two more steps after basketball. So usually it's like we go in and there's we go in stretch, workout, basketball, Stairmaster, sauna, and we're out. By the time we got to basketball, he gave me the first note. I had to start asking him every step of the way. So Stairmaster, I'm like, listen, we about to climb some steps.
You doing it?
I know, you just got it.
He did Stairmaster. He did Stairmaster and the sauna.
You need a Stairmaster, man. That's a piece of engineering.
Man, it was good. I'm going to start doing it.
You got a Stairmaster around you?
Yeah.
That motherfucker's torture, man. You spend 5 minutes on that?
Mm-hmm.
That's 30 minutes on the fucking...
I'm going to be real, though. You kind of saved me on the Stairmaster because he sent me the episode edit.
It breezes ooh. It.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew you needed it. I said, I'm sending it to you now. I said, turn your Wi-Fi on.
Saved me, bro.
It breezes it. Trust me. Each cut is like 15 minutes when we're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll save something that I want to watch.
Yeah. That's the place, though.
And watch it there because, that's where you like kind of... Typically, you shouldn't be on your phone in the gym, and then that's when I get back to everything. So I start planning my day out. So I'm like, all right, cool. And it feels different because you're kind of up high.
Yeah, you're like, so you're overlooking like, right. the gym. And
looking down on niggas. Like, oh, y'all niggas not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Scheduling up.
So that's where I start planning my day or figuring out what we got to do and woo-doo, but.
And I think it's so interesting because that shows how much, I'm not the type of nigga that's just like, oh, it's all mental. But it's a lot of mental because in that moment, I just kind of turned my mind off to what my feet were doing, and I was able to just do it, right? Yeah. But you still got it. Your body hurts.
That's where the workout comes in, though. Yeah. A lot of the times, you just can't tell yourself no. That's literally it. Because when I warmed up with my max, and then like I continued to do, I went up in weight for my max. So now I have a new max as of today.
Yeah.
Because I didn't say no.
Yeah.
But fucking screaming for sure. Oh, my
God. Did you book when we did... That's this one.
Mm-hmm.
I almost hit the headphones off my head. Did you? Like,
Literally.
And I couldn't let it go because it's so much weight. And I'm just like, fuck it. No music playing.
No music.
Music just stopped. I'm like, yo, this is embarrassing, bro.
Trust me. Nah. But you got to be vulnerable.
But this is the thing, though, man. This is what the gym is about, man. Everyone's on their journey in the gym. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
So I never get too embarrassed in the gym because it's like, yo, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, as long as I see worse, I'm good. Yeah. Just look for the one.
All right.
Whatever he got going on.
Back is so.
For real.
Oh, no, yeah. But it's a good time, man. It's a good sweat. And then you're just kind of, yeah. Yeah. I was telling Sean we did leg day on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Same day I told you, Sheldon Air Mattress came in on Tuesday, y'all. And I had to text Jermaine and say, listen, man. I gotta take a nap on this fucking air mattress.
Test it out, my man.
But my legs were just so fucking drained because of Julian's getting out of hand. He's doing some extra shit now. He's doing a lot of like mixing workouts. I feel like he like warmed me up like softly, and now we're like, which I don't mind. I like the hustle.
You just throw in the mixed martial arts.
Sorry,
doing the fucking Chinese drop kicks. Come on, nigga. That was like me, and I was working out with him, warming up, whatever. And you start naming other countries and shit. Are we going to do the Bulgarian fucking splat squid?
Like, what the fuck is a splat squid? and fucking, the shit that I'm about to say, we're doing Romanian deadlifts.
Just keep it North American, nigga. Just push up, nigga, fucking. Oh, come on, man. Jumping jacks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Literally. We're doing just bunch of workouts. We just finished squatting. And, like, I'm learning how to squat properly. But now my same thing you're saying, my form is getting better, so I can lift more now. Mm-hmm. I know what body parts are supposed to be moving. But I'm tired at this point, and we're doing some, like, we have weights, and we're jumping up. We're doing, like, jumping lunges. Some jumping up with weights, coming down, jumping back up. And I just, we were on, like, our fourth set, and my legs just fucking, they're screaming at this point. And I literally felt for a second, right when I put the weights down, my legs said, yo, I have to turn off for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I fell to the ground. And I did one push-up, and I just started fucking, like, shaking my legs, like, just trying to get them. Like, you know when your arm falls asleep, yeah. You gotta do like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, everyone in the gym was looking at me, saying, what the fuck is this guy doing right now? Literally just a fucking fish out of water, and I was just fucking bonking around.
Yeah.
But you gotta get like that, man.
Tomorrow I might say no stuff.
Legs deactivated.
I'm definitely adjusting weights. That's one thing I'm not finna let. I'm not finna let Julian give me 50 pounds or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm adjusting weight,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Especially my legs are skinny as hell. I don't do legs like that.
Nah, so. come for leg this.
I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. But, like, it's about me learning and.
Yeah.
Imagine, bro, it's a little vacation for me, fam.
I'm just trying to chill. On your way down, you're like, yeah, I'm ready to work out. Nigga, play ball. We're doing all that, nigga, one on one.
Cuddy nigga took me from the airport to the ball court.
Stop. You getting ready out your luggage, nigga? Just hold on, nigga. No, those are my boxers.
Bro, tell the full story.
Nah,
man.
Tell the full
story. It kind of was.
We went back to the crib for pipe ball. 15 seconds.
Shoes on, right? Everyone had the shoes on still?
Bro, like, it was quick as hell. But they told me I could not go, but I felt like, yeah, let me go.
There we go.
Damn, just like, when I got on the court and, like, mans are just shooting over me, I'm like, I just got off the airplane. Why am I here, bro?
Yeah, no, it was good games.
It was good games, yeah, it was. I don't regret it, but I'm like, damn, when I thought about that, I'm like, bro, I just got off the airplane.
We burned 1,700 calories.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Leave that motherfucker flat.
Bro, my pants were wet. Like, my pants were dripping on the... Like, we had to switch sides of the court.
Yeah.
Because the court was wet.
Yo, you need a fucking towel.
Literally, we were using, like... I was using clothes that I was supposed to change into after to wipe the court down.
Yeah.
It was so fucking wet. I think I'm just... I don't know. I'm fucking sweating like a monster these days.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. I think it's not an enjoyable experience. Like, just being wet after. Sweating, yeah. During. Yeah.
I love
sweating,
all good. Yeah.
I like to sweat when I'm working out, for sure. I don't sweat that much, though, but...
Oh, man. I'd be fucking pouring.
Yeah.
Just be on a Stairmaster suited up, nigga. Fucking sweatsuit.
Yeah, you guys are different still. You Julian and Trevon, you guys are different still. Like, even Julian, I think after one of the plays, I think I might have, like, gave him a hand, like a high five, like, good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit, boy.
Yeah.
Nigga, what level of success you think you got to reach before you don't have to break down your own boxes no more?
Break down your own boxes?
Yeah, like, Drake don't break down his body. When was the last time Drake, you think, broke down a box? Fucking sitting there, nigga.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Like, what is that level?
Damn, I don't
know.
You
think Chameleon Air is breaking down his own box? Nah, Chameleon Air is up.
He got a box breaker. Yeah, he in the tech industry and shit. Yeah.
He did some good investments. Mm-hmm. Like, Tyrese, you think he's breaking down his own boxes shit?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Fast and Furious.
He's still getting paid off there. You think he got a box breaker?
I do. I think he has an assistant who doubles as the box breaker. Yeah. That's in her or his job description. Break these boxes down. You feel me?
I kind of like breaking boxes down, though.
I don't know, man. Just
I don't like breaking boxes.
I like it if it's an option, but if I know, like, I see a stack of boxes, I know, yeah, that's, like, you know what I mean? Man of the house. That's all you.
Yeah.
That's my measure of success I'm looking for.
Like, you're in an argument. When do I stop breaking boxes?
Should be getting on VR and shit.
Where's this coming from?
Yeah.
I lean into it. I got a fucking L little fucking pocket rocket little knife.
That's good. Man. Yeah.
You get an L little personal joint.
Yeah. Tools make you want to do shit.
Hell yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tools make you want to do shit, man. I remember my girl, we found, like, I don't know where she got this desk from, but she had a desk that she was just like, oh, I'm going to just, like, paint over it. I'm going to, like, sand it down and paint over it and put it in my office. Like, a little DIY project. I'm like, cool. So she gets a little, like, electric sand thing from
the buffer
from her parents. And then she in there like, oh, I'm gonna do it in the garage. So I set her up and she doing it. And I'm just, looks kind of.
Yeah, man. I feel that shit. That's
where you're going. I'm like, hold on. You know, do it like. So I grab it. I'm like, do it like this. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And you know, mm-hmm. you get carried away. And then she's just looking at me like, yeah, yeah. And it's I'm like, no, take drink this back. Yeah, man. Yo, that, make you want to do shit, man.
Bro, that DIY, your little DIYs be looking funnish. Oh, you doing that little shit? I'm thinking.
Give me the chair. You ain't doing it right.
I ain't got no drill, man.
No who?
No drill.
Mm. No tools?
No nothing?
If it comes down to it, you got to fucking screw out a light fixing. Can you do it? You got a screwdriver? Are you on a butter knife?
I got a little one like this.
Okay, now you can't be cool. You got to have some serious. Mm.
Yeah.
You got the flat bit, star bit?
Yo, you cop a
kit?
Nah,
he's a butter knife.
Kit give you everything.
Yeah.
You should at least be able to fucking screw off a light switch plate.
What's the craziest thing you fixed?
In my life?
Yeah, in your life.
I ain't never seen you like, ooh. I'm seeing you build furniture.
Seen that, like, right? Yo, Tremont to fix that.
You see Tremont with a drill and some screws, man. That nigga.
Oh, shit.
What have I fixed or built?
Let's do both.
What's your handiest work?
Your
handiest. Right. I got my shit right there.
Yeah, I know.
You
I saw that.
Yeah,
it's behind me.
Yeah,
I kind of see through this wall. I just looked at it.
Nothing like that. I did a console. I did an air console symphony. It was a symphony's DIY project. Speaking of DIY.
Yeah.
And yeah, basically, yeah, she showed me it. I'm like, I looked into it deeper. I'm like, I think I could do this shit. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we got a whole console out there, man. And that's my masterpiece so far. All my life.
That shit. Oh. So it can't just be like, what's the biggest shit I built for my kid?
What are you proudest of?
If you ever say this is my representation as someone who's
handy. Crafting the shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I built like shoe walls and shit.
What's a shoe wall?
First thing on the resume, this is it? Shoe wall?
Oh, it's good. We can get complicated. I built beds. I built all types of
no,
beds.
No, nigga, what is it?
What is it? Nigga, tell us.
What's
them all together. What's good?
All right. Let me think of the biggest one. Yeah, man. I'd say shoe wall.
Shoe wall?
But it wasn't even that crazy. IKEA's just annoying to build shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I haven't built anything, like, crazy, really.
Mm-hmm. It does represent your patience, building IKEA shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what to do, but fuck, do you really want to be doing that shit?
And because when I built the IKEA one, I was like, I had to, perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's just say I was assistant coach. And the coach was listening.
Using my ideas, man.
So you saw shit going the wrong way that you knew you had to. Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
I feel you on that.
And the coach was all like, yeah, man, just go see her.
That's how we do it.
Fucking shovels like this. I'm like, nah, bro. But I let him do it, and then I fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I let, you know what I mean? Like, I let the mistakes show. Yeah. I'm like,
that's
this
a weird
it,
place
chief.
To be in, bro. Yeah. Your emotions and your mental, like,
See, why we got to do all that playing? If I know that is not how it works, nigga, and I can promise you that, and I'll save you 45 minutes.
Yeah, but it's not you. It's how you know they're going to receive you telling them that. Yeah, it's fucked up.
And Spanish people, you can't really tell. Yeah, they want to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Especially, and I'm going to just say, I don't want to offend anyone, but, you know, tall, when a nigga tall, like, I don't know, short people, like, people shorter than me, always, they want to prove something to me. I'm not walking around like, I'm so tall.
Yeah. It's just normal to you. It's just your
life. You know
what
I mean? So I just feel like there's a lot behind it. Like, there's already so much on top of that for me, so me to say, hey, boss, that shelf don't go like that. All right, bro, whatever. So I know what I'm doing, but I don't get around to doing it. Yeah. Put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just look at a player like, that's... I know exactly how it's going to pan out. That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Until they give in, just give you the drills.
Nigga.
You ever rub it in after? Like,
I don't do that. Yeah.
He's going to come back at you with a drill at night.
Yeah. And he's going to get it right. You know? Wait, what's your craftiest?
I think my craftiest. So it's simple. I'll say it's the bidet installation that I did.
Nice.
But the thing is, like, I fucked up the toilet putting it on. So I had to fix the toilet.
Right. Yeah, and that happens, man. That's part of the project.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So my toilet was squirting everywhere type shit, and I had to, like, figure that shit out. It's a long story, but, I fucked up the toilet putting it on.
Hold on, I just got to ask. the toilet, like when the first second you realize this toilet is squirting, which way did it go?
So it didn't squirt out. So you know the behind the toilet, the tank? Yeah, so it came out the tank. So
like a whale?
Like up?
Yeah, but the lid is on, so it just comes down on the sides, right?
Oh,
it don't
fuck.
Like squirt like.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Your lid didn't raise.
No.
Like Sonic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The drill through the ceiling when it gets through that
shit. Oh, no!
Turn the water off!
Call the fucking city.
Turn it off! Yeah.
I only asked because my uncle had water pressure shoot the hat off his head.
Yo.
So I was just wondering how it got
yeah,
you first.
Nah.
Nice. But you fixed it.
I fixed it, yeah. I was in them forums and shit.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Forums.
I was in forums.
Nice.
I was downloading toilet PDF manuals. But it was so, honestly, like, it was kind of like weird because I just got into it, like figuring it out and like, oh, okay, so that's that. Okay,
yeah.
Good. And then, yeah, I've put everything
back. You just
back
come to it with a new understanding?
Yeah, man. It's like, okay, now I get toilets. Like, no toilet will surprise me anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
I feel that, man.
Yeah.
You always imagine the other... Oh, you don't always imagine. I always imagine the other side of forums and shit. Every time you pull up to a forum, you're not there on, like, good terms
yeah,
and shit.
Never.
It's an emergency. You're fucking down bad. You're tired. Like, you're digging through the bottom of the internet.
Yeah.
It's always that one motherfucker from 2007. Like, thank you, fucking Pete Nine,
bro.
Nigga.
Yes.
Still applies. Like 40 years later.
They forgot all about that shit,
and
man.
I feel like forum, like, the layout of forum sites, you never see that until you're on a forum. Like, no site looks like a forum site. No Twitter, nothing looks like a forum site. It's like,
I can't deal with it.
No, you're on a forum site. Like,
it's too messy for me. It gives me a headache.
Is this something like how your experience was, bro?
You know, so I attempted that. Wait, what the fuck?
And it's like super hot too.
It's hot.
It causes major flood. Oh my. Oh!
Yo. Imagine me, that's someone's house.
Yo. Oh my gosh.
Dog.
Damn.
Nah, not the carpet cleaner.
You went back to the van for that.
That's crazy.
Nah,
man.
Bro. The thing is, man.
Yo, I'm getting my money back.
Yeah, right, yeah. First off,
worst Yelp review ever.
That's a crazy fucking visual right there.
Yeah.
A water vacuum?
Yeah.
I just want to say, if I have a problem in my house and I call someone, you make my problem. I need to call someone else now.
Your life is scary, bro.
And you hear the new plumber come in. Wow, this guy's a fucking nut. He's really. I'm like, damn, nigga. His website looks great.
Oh my god.
They got the reviews and everything.
I think nigga's there with his backpack. You called Johnny, huh?
Hold on, yo. I forgot to pull this on the topic of working out.
No stomachs on the ass, please.
Face.
That's all neck. That's neck, spine. His toes fuck that joint.
Yo, did you
taste the blood? Like right now, watching that video, did you taste the blood for 1 second? You know when you hit head hard, you taste. I can't even explain it. You taste like the smell of blood.
Yo,
did he grab the camera? Was that someone else?
I think that was him.
How did you get up that
home alone?
That hurt.
You confirmed.
There. Oh my gosh.
That's a problem.
Look at his spine.
Oh my god.
No, bro. That's like, there's.
Done. The day is over. Bedridden.
Man.
Oh, man.
The thing is, hold on. Okay.
This is why I don't prop my camera.
Oh, yeah.
Let me show you guys how it goes.
I mean, everyone back up. Back up.
This is how you do.
Oh, fuck. You're setting yourself up. Nigga. Especially if you don't do it, man.
Tripod or nothing, bro. Tripod, you have more sense, bro.
Yeah.
It's always you rushing back to the camera.
In pain. God, my back.
I'll leave a recording, nigga, in case I die. Just sit there for a bit.
Oh, my God.
Yo, just go on live streams. Like, yo, can y'all watch me? Call someone, please.
Call, call, call.
Yo, one of my moms. My mom.
Yo, Noxy, Noxy.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Nah, that's hilarious.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Yo, before we get out of here.
Oh yeah. My God.
I'm not going to say no names. If you're watching this, you're watching this. It gave me a great laugh. I just sent you something. You know what it is. I just got to say, man, I'm not a guy that, I didn't want to reveal what it is, but I got a really good laugh at this. And I think it's just because I can relate to it. We all know that moment when we're at family's house, maybe a girlfriend's house, maybe a place where it's just not the place for you to do what you do, what you got to do. And even though it's all natural.
I don't know why this build-up is crazy. We all do
come
from one thing.
Let's just laugh a little.
Okay, this is the thing. This is the thing. This is exactly where I'm going, actually. There's no way on fucking earth every single one of you guys watching this video right now.
Yo.
If any of you guys say, I do not do this, you're a liar.
You're lying to me.
Say that.
Enjoy the video.
Oh, my God.
And play.
Was that you? It's this menacing smile after.
This is bad because he has a winter coat on. Looks like the moon emoji. Yo, he looks like the train. Remember the train show?
Thomas.
Thomas. The locomotive. I'm sorry. One more time, please.
Girls, was that you?
Yo, why? And he puts the fucking the GIF sound on.
Yo, turn this on. In your car, right?
Yo, salute gang though, cause them type up whoops mushroom system. Yo, take her down.
Yeah, you gotta have love for your family, bro. That's probably why he left. He's like, all right, y'all, I gotta
go, bro.
Get out of here.
Bro, it's like smoking a cigarette, man.
Bro, he just left. His left
outside
foot
is outside.
His left foot is still in the doorway.
Like, still in the porch.
His parents opens the door. Did you say something, nigga?
What? Oh, dude.
Oh my
get out of here, man. Man, that was a ring camera moment of the week, man.
No way.
Holy shit. Holy
Jesus
fuck.
Christ.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
Yo.
Man, you know what time it is, man. This has been the Random Order Show, episode 125.
Yeah.
Coming live from the dough, man.
Mm-hmm.
www.randomorder.org. Go on and get your red hot tees, man. We got some new joints, man. Y'all saw the little bumper that we put in. Amen.
Yeah.
The Random Order Snapchat show is live every week. Search Random Order on Snapchat. Who's
that was
fucking
me
squirming?
You need an ice cube.
Yo, these mics is crazy, bro.
Should record your whole esophagus. Random Order Snapchat show. Search up Random Order on Snapchat. Get your red hot content, man. Amen. Of course, you could join the Random Order Discord. Follow us. Links. Everything important is in the description.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.